Thank you all very much. I want to start by acknowledging my family, Martha Bean, Ahmed, Daniel, my sons, my brother Alex and his wife Marianne, Nancy, who is with Marzuki, and I'd like to introduce you to my dear friend Solana O'Brien, who came down from Seattle. Our board members, we have three Pueblo board members here. I'm very grateful for their attendance. Member Jai, our chairperson, Mary Vail. I wish I could say it was a pleasure to be here, but on one level, I'm sorry to be here. I'm sorry to be here because of the circumstances that caused me to become involved in police issues. And I'm not going to go into that, but I would tell you that I had left some copies of a narrative I wrote for those of you who might be interested in reading the details. If we run out of copies, I'll be happy to email you copies. I also want to acknowledge Kitty Kelly Epstein, who's here from the City of Oakland in the Mayor's Office. Jay Claire Cobb from the Workforce Investment Board in Oakland. Paul Cobb, the editor of the Oakland Post. And if I forgot anyone else in Oakland, I ask forgiveness. I think it's been clear since the election, well, since the campaign for president. If it wasn't clear before, it is most definitely clear now that we live in an extremely polarized society. We have the blue states, the red states. We have the coast. We have the heartland. We have the folks who watched Kennedy and the folks who watched Rachel Maddow. We have pro-war, anti-war, pro-life, pro versus Roe versus Wade. And despite calls for bipartisanship, it seems as though the polls are growing further apart in our society. We see this played out in the streets as well. You know, as law enforcement officers only too well, what that polarization represents. For many people, it represents those who have power and those who don't. And for many folks, power is represented by the uniform and the badge. And those who don't are represented by people of color. And it's very hard to escape that awareness. You have to try really hard to escape it. I am not going to take your time to tell you things that I know you already know. So I'm not going to talk about police abuse and the ramifications of it, racial profiling, and all the other things that I know you've spent a lot of time researching, talking about, thinking about. I'm more interested in looking for solutions. Pueblo as an organization does not engage in rhetoric. We engage in organizing that leads to concrete change. What we need is to build a movement for police accountability in this country. We have, finally, a president and an attorney general who can provide for us an opportunity that has been lacking for a very long time. which is to move this agenda of police accountability. The problem is that we, in the area, those of us who seek reform, are divided. We have academics, we have politicians, we have groups like NOLA, the NAACP, ACLU, National Lawyers Guild, of national scope, but we also have lots of groups all over the country like Pueblo, like Cop Watch, like Police Watch. The problem is we don't seem to be able to come together around a common platform that can move an agenda. I'd like you to think about this question. Could Oscar Grant III have been white? It's much easier to talk about civil rights than racial justice, because the words civil and right have a certain connotation. The word racial and justice, when put together, lead people to think differently. But the fact is, there is no difference between civil rights and racial justice. One is politically more powerful than the other. We often hear anger and frustration in the streets represented by a chant, "No justice, no peace." Most people on the outside looking in interpret that as some kind of a threat, because it seems to be said with militancy as a warning. To me, no justice, no peace is simply a statement of fact. Where there is no justice, there will be no peace. It's just a statement of fact. I'd like to wrap up by saying the following. We can look at this as the best of times and the worst of times rolled up, just like Dickens saw it. We have President Obama, but we have the backlash to President Obama. The challenge for us is to maximize the opportunities that are now at hand. We need to address the institutional offenses and abuses that occur against minorities in this country. Those of us who have been victims of that need to use our tragedy and suffering as an agent of transformation. All of those of us who have lost lives that were precious, lives that were stolen from us, which include people from Darfur, to Congo, to Cambodia, to Poland, to Afghanistan, and to Gaza, and to Oakland, California, have had to learn how to do that. Noble, we need you. We need you to join with us to build a national coalition, a movement, to achieve racial justice in this country. It's time. Thank you.